T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Jack. How are you today?
Hey, guys. I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let me start by saying this. What was it like to hear your name officially called in the NHL draft?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a moment, I guess, me and my family will have for forever. It was special to spend the night with them and kind of to go through that. It was obviously a long wait for the draft, and I think everyone was just excited to have the day finally come.
Were you in Cobden?
Yeah, that's where I was, yeah.
Can you tell us on a map where Cobden, Ontario is?
It's like probably an hour west of Ottawa. It's in the Ottawa Valley, kind of right in the middle of it.
Okay. That's all. I
don't think that helps anyone here in the state. Sabres reach out to you to welcome you to the team when you got drafted?
I had a few phone calls right away with the GM, and met the owner and some of them over FaceTime, and just kind of welcomed me right away, and then had a call with the coach Kruger a little while later, and Eichel sent me a text as well in the process, and there's a lot of different messages and stuff coming in on my end, and my phone was kind of blowing up, so I tried to kind of answer everyone, but I definitely got a huge welcome from everyone, which was really cool to have that.
What does a message from Jack Eichel say?
He just sent me a text and said, you know, congratulations, kind of welcome to the family, and, you know, they're happy to have me, and it's obviously a bit of a different year, but he said, just make sure, enjoy the night and enjoy with my family. So I thought that was pretty cool to hear from him.
Did he say, hey, there's only one Jack on this team?
No, he didn't say that. He said, hey, Jack, it's Jack. So it started off pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know what your response to him is if he does say that, which he wouldn't, but if he ever did, you always got to be prepared for this. You say, well, for now.
Yeah, it's a good one. I'll write that down. Save it.
Yeah,
I'd wait about 4 or 5 years to say that, though, okay?
Instigators joined right now with Jack Quinn, drafted first round, 8th overall last night from the Ottawa 67s. Sabres drafted him, and obviously a very exciting night for this young man. What can you tell the people listening about the type of player you are?
Yeah, I think I'm an offensive player. I'm a goal scorer. Like, I think I'm shoot first mentality, but I think I can kind of drive the game offensively, and I like to make plays and, play with the puck offensively. And I think I also, you know, I'm competitive all over the ice, so I can, you know, play on the penalty kill and play my own end as well.
Isn't there a guy? Do you feel like you're one of those guys that can drive the game yourself?
Yeah, that's what I want to play like, yeah, for sure.
Is there a guy in the league for the people that are listening out there that, you know, people that may not quite know who you are? I'm sure they looked you up on Twitter and on the internet, but is there a player out there in the league that you kind of like play like? Is there someone that you like to play like in the NHL?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, I don't know if I try to play like, but I think a guy that I love watching and, you know, try to take a lot of stuff from, and there's a lot of similarities, is a guy like Pastrnak, the way he kind of gets into areas and can score that way, and also can make a lot of really good plays offensively with his line mates. So I like his game a lot and think there's some similarities there.
Joining the Instigators right now, Jack Quinn, first round pick, 8th overall last night in the 2020 NHL draft. I don't want to take credit for this question, but I'm just trying to make sure we keep this thing moving. How many interviews have you done, first of all? That's not the question, by the way. You done a lot of interviews?
Well, Not a ton. I've only done, this is probably my third one since the draft pick. I did a Zoom call last night, and I think another call, and then this one now. So nothing crazy.
Well, Craig and I were talking before the show, and he threw a couple questions down here, and he wanted me to write down one, and he probably doesn't remember it, so I'll say it for him. But what part of your game do you need to improve on most to make it to the NHL? Did I word that properly, Craig, first of all?
Yeah, you know what? Great. That's the question I wanted to know. Everybody knows if you read up on Jack Quinn, you know that he is the best goal scorer in this year's draft. What I want to know is, what are the areas that you need to improve on to make you that elite player to take your game to the NHL?
Yeah, I think I need to work on, everything in my game and continue to improve everything if I want to, be a successful NHL player. And I think that's kind of part of my development. But one thing I have in mind and was a big focus for me this offseason was just working on my skating, being more explosive, my first three steps. I want to, get a lot faster. And I think my skating's pretty good, but I think, there's always room for improvement, and the faster I can get, the more dangerous of a player I can be.
What motivates you?
I think a lot of things. I mean, first and foremost, I love the game of hockey, and I, love, going to the rink every day and showing up and working on my craft, I guess. So that's a big reason for it, for sure.
Would you, I read a story in the Ottawa Sun today. I have to credit the writer. That's what we do in this business, Jack. You'll learn that. Don Brennan wrote an article. And he talked about your path to the draft. You were cut by a couple teams, Bantam teams. You went and played 18U in Canada. And here you are. You were a second-round draft pick in the OHL, if I'm not mistaken. So,
yep.
Obviously, very good OHL draft pick as well. That's very high. I was 35th, just letting you know that. But a little humble brag, subtle brag for me.
Got me by a bit,
You're not talking to chump change over here, Jack. but talk about that, the motivation, being cut, being a multi-athlete. Like, you played multiple sports. All your buddies, I read they were off playing hockey year round, and you're getting better off the ice, but playing other sports as well. Talk about how you got to where you got to last night.
Yeah, I guess I'll just, tell a little bit about my story, but yeah, growing up where I did, I played all different sports. In the summer, I played softball and I golfed a lot, and I really, didn't touch a hockey stick kind of thing until training, tryouts. In the winter for hockey, and I liked it that way. When it wasn't hockey season, I wanted to play other sports. I wasn't interested in hockey, and I guess, the disadvantage of that was I didn't play AAA. I couldn't make the teams. I wasn't a great skater. I never worked on my skating, so they just cut me, I think, for that reason mainly. And, I got to live kind of a different, a path at that age than most guys with hockey. They probably played hockey all through the summer and stuff instead of other sports, so it was a little different. But I think when I got to minor midget, I got my first chance to play AAA, and I kind of realized, okay, if I wanted to do something with hockey, I needed to really focus on it. And that's what I did. I started working on my skating, did some exercises in my basement every night and stuff, and kind of went from there and really dedicated myself, I guess, to hockey. And things kind of took off from there. I got drafted to the OHL, and I think from that point on, it was just kind of year after year improvement the last few years to get where I am today.
Jack Quinn joining the Instigators. I mean, guys, feel free to ask a question. I have a million questions. I want to know what exercises you were doing in the basement. I mean, that's another. But go ahead, Razor.
Really has no interest to anybody. Hey, you're a Sens fan, obviously, because you grew up close to Ottawa. What do you, and Buffalo being in the same division as Ottawa, what do you know about the Sabres coming in here?
A couple questions there. First of all, the exercises, they were just kind of like muscle memory exercises, and Patty Malloy actually gave them to me to work on. I know, you know, he's been in Buffalo with you guys and stuff on the skills end, and they just kind of helped me with my angles and stuff and muscle memory things. And yeah, like you said about growing up in Ottawa, I was a Sens fan and loved watching the Sens. But, obviously, I knew all the NHL teams, and I always loved Buffalo as well. And like I said last night on one of the calls I did, like, I just think of Buffalo as a kind of a great sports town, and all the fans are crazy about the Sabres. So I, you know, was very excited about that when I got drafted there.
When is the do you have a Ray 32 Sens jersey?
Yeah, Rob played for the Sens.
No, I don't think I have that 32 jersey. No, I'll have to take a look.
I think I take that as a no, Razor. No offense.
Oh my God.
So what are you
it
doing?
Needs a lot of work.
What are you doing right now? When is the OHL supposed to start up this year? And what are you doing right now to prepare for your up and coming season?
I think it's supposed to start December 1st. That's their goal. Obviously, there's a lot of things up in the air, and who knows exactly, but I think that's the timeline everyone's hoping for. So I've just been kind of doing the same schedule all summer with my workouts and my skating, and I think earlier in the summer I was a lot more focused on the workouts, and now skating's starting to ramp up a lot more and meet on the ice, and my coach Andre Tournier is running skates for us in Ottawa 3-4 times a week, so that's where I'm skating mostly, and they're, you know, high-paced competitive skates, kind of like a practice, so it's, you know, kind of right back into things on my end that way.
Instigators, Sabres 8th overall pick, Jack Quinn joining the show here, Rob Ray, Craig Revay, Andrew Peters on WGR Sports Radio 550. We're talking with Jack Quinn. I think I already said that. Did you know the Sabres were going to pick you? Did, like, when the 8th pick came around, were you, how much were you paying attention to how the draft was unfolding to where you think you might have gone? Like, did you talk to all these teams leading up to the draft?
Yeah, I talked to all the teams, but I definitely did not know that Buffalo was going to take me. I mean, we had some great talks, and I knew that they liked me, but, you know, there's just so many good players on the board still, and there's just so many options. So I really had no idea what to expect. So it was, you know, it was pretty cool to hear my name called at that moment, I guess.
In your conversations with them, did they, you know, like a lot of teams now are talking analytics. Did they talk to you about your analytics and where you were strong?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to, you know, remember exactly the conversations, but I think for the most part they were, you know, getting to know me as a person and as a kid, and we talked a lot of hockey too, and kind of just what I thought I needed to work on, what my strengths were, and kind of like the question you guys asked earlier, like what do I need to work on to get to the NHL? So I think there's a lot more of that than strictly stats, I guess.
So you're talking to three guys that have basically all gone through the same thing that you went through, maybe not at the upper level of being drafted 8th overall, but we all went through interviews. We all had teams that asked us crazy questions and made us feel uncomfortable at some point. Was there a team or a question that you remember that you kind of raised an eyebrow about and kind of chuckled to yourself about?
Oh, geez. I've got this one a few times. Like, but I can't even remember, like, one exact one to give you guys. But I just, like, some teams will have, like, mindset kind of people to ask questions, and there's definitely some weird ones in there where I just like think about, you know, it just seemed like there wasn't a right answer, but I can't even think of one for you guys
here. Think about this one. Tell me one game that you can go back and look back on and say, oh, I was unbelievable that night. Tell me what happened that night. I know there's one. I could tell you one about me, but this isn't about me. I want to know that about you.
Yeah, one game
where
for
you,
me
you
is,
can honestly say you can be super cocky and you can say, oh my God, there was no way anybody was stopping me that night. Doesn't even have to be in the OHL. Could have been double A and minor peewee.
There was one game this year, I think early in the year, that stands out for me because I think it was kind of a turning point for my season where I really took off. It was the school day game against Sudbury in Ottawa. I don't know what game it was, but it was, you know, the first half of the season for sure. And I just, you know, remember kind of had the feeling of like the puck was on my stick all game, that kind of feeling. And yeah, it was just one of those games.
How many did you get?
I think I was 2-1, 2 goals and an assist.
Not a bad night.
Do you ever felt that?
What's that, Riv?
What's that, Riv?
You ever felt that, Petey, where, you know, the puck was on your stick all game?
When I play against 50-year-olds now. Like, when I go out and skate with, like, older men, I actually feel I know how Sidney Crosby feels. You know what I mean? But only at a much, much different level. Jack Quinn joining the Instigators here on WGR 550, 8th overall pick last night. How's your family? How's everybody doing? I mean, you guys looked excited. I mean, like, how's the family? How many text messages from your buddies, your former teammates? Did you text Rossi and say, take that? I mean, like, what did you – how did last night play out for you under the circumstances? Because we talked about it in the last segment when you blew us off that, you know, what our draft day and how amazing our draft day and our draft experience was. How was last night for you?
Yeah, I mean, technical difficulties, first of all, but
Yeah, we made that clear, don't worry.
No, I'm kidding. My family was obviously really excited, and they still are. I guess that's just the best word for it. I guess under the circumstances, it's, you know, too bad I couldn't have more people to celebrate with, like family and teammates and friends. But, you know, I've talked to a lot of people over the phone, and they've just been saying congratulations, and it's kind of good to catch up with them. And I think I'll, you know, be able to see a lot more people as the days go on and get back to skating and training. And I'm looking forward to that as well.
You know what's great about that day, too, when you're with your family? I know it's all about us when we get drafted, you last night, Jack. But you know how big of a feeling and accomplishment and how proud parents are? I've been talking to Jeff Sanderson here since last night when his son got drafted. And this guy played over 1,000 games in the NHL. He's still off the charts, so excited that he can, you know. He said it's the most amazing feeling. He says, anything I ever done never gave me the same feeling as watching and listening to my son be drafted last night.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, it's just as special as of a night for them as is for me. And, you know, they've put just as much hard work into it. So I think that's, you know, it's pretty cool to be able to just spend it with them, even though it's under the circumstances, it was special in itself for sure, just because of that.
Jack Quinn, newest Buffalo Sabre. Will you be watching the draft today? I mean, what are you doing today? How do you follow up last night? Did you go to the gym this morning? Everyone's supposed to say, oh, I woke up this morning, went right to the gym.
No, not today, just because of these. But I'm going to probably do a workout at home today and then watch the draft and kind of cheer on my teammates and hope the best for them.
All right. Well, we look forward to meeting you in person. Unfortunate circumstances for sure with the COVID, but nonetheless, you're an 8th overall draft pick, and congratulations, well-deserved. We look forward to seeing you here in Buffalo.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Look forward to it as well.
Yeah,
welcome, man. Congratulations.
Get yourself a Rob Ray jersey. You want to win some points around here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, looking online right now.
Don't be all overpay. Over the place.
All right, let him go. All right, we're going to go. Instigators, WGR 550. We'll recap that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.